The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drives so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid. Wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host. It is Sunday, January 30th. We are 2 weeks away from the Super Bowl. It means it's Conference Championship Sunday, but we're here not to recap the games yet. We'll do that later. So make sure you hit the subscribe button, set your alerts, turn your alerts on so you'll get notifications when we go live for emergency podcasts, and such as this one, where we talk about Josh McDaniels being hired by the Las Vegas Raiders to be their next head coach. You thought John Breach, who joins me to break this down, things couldn't get weirder after we had to do a Saturday Tom Brady retirement emergency podcast. And here we are, Tom Brady's longtime offensive coordinator and pal on the sidelines, Josh McDaniels, taking his second job in the AFC West. He wants... captained the Denver Broncos many years ago, and now back in that division where he will be in charge of the Las Vegas Raiders.
Of course, for instance, this goes anything like the Tom Brady retirement podcast. Josh McDaniels' agent is going to release a statement in the next 30 minutes that says he didn't take the job. It's another Colts situation and that he is leaving Las Vegas without a deal. No, that is not going to happen, though. We are 99.99% sure that Josh McDaniels is the next coach of the Raiders. And this is a fascinating hire because, look, we all know about the Colts debacle. He had accepted the job. They were about to have a press conference. He changed his mind and said, peace out, guys. I'm going back to New England. And since that time, you know, we went from, 2009 to 2018, where he was the hottest candidate for every job. If there was an open job, Josh McDaniels' name was mentioned. And then after the Colts debacle, things kind of calmed down. I think he only had two interviews. One was with the Browns when Kevin Stefanski ended up getting the job, and the other one was with the Packers when Matt LaFleur ended up getting the job. And so, you know, two kind of well-known blue blood teams in the NFL that have been around forever went another route. And so even this hiring cycle, I don't think he had any other interviews. So this was one that kind of took a while to line up, and it felt like he wasn't going to take an interview unless he knew he was going to get the job. I think that was a couple of the reports out there suggested that. And so to see this all come together so quickly, because, you know, Friday morning, there was nothing. And then over a 24-hour period, like, bam, he's in Vegas doing an interview. Bam, Davis wants him. Bam, he's got his GM in place. Bam, he's hired. And we're doing an emergency podcast.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty crazy. And shout out to Breach for doing this podcast less than an hour before the Bengals kick off in the AFC Championship game, their first appearance there since 1988. Certainly not nervous in the Breach household at all. So, I mean, the Raiders' history is kind of fascinating. You know, you had in Los Angeles, right, they had Tom Flores, Mike Shanahan, and Art Schell, all of who had followed John Madden, the legendary Super Bowl-winning coach, and Flores, Madden, Al Davis, all in the Hall of Fame. Al Davis also coached the team, which, you know, go figure. And then once they moved back to Oakland, they had a bunch of coaches, and things just did not really go well, to say the least. John Gruden's return was successful, and Bill Callahan following him got them to the AFC Championship, they won the AFC Championship, but they lost to Gruden and the Buccaneers in that Super Bowl. And then after that, it was just this run of, Al Davis trying to recapture the magic, right? I mean, he hires Art Schell again. He brings in Lane Kiffin. Tom Cable is his guy. Hugh Jackson was there for a year. Al Davis died during
North Turner.
Dennis Allen was short-lived. And, you know, we saw, I think, these last two hires in John Gruden, who was obviously booted, during the season, had to resign during the season because of the email scandal coming out of the Washington Football Team investigation. John Gruden and Josh McDaniels are like almost just, Mark Davis is doing his father proud. Like, these are like hires that Al Davis would make. I mean, he literally hired John Gruden once upon a time. And then when the Gruden thing doesn't work out, and it really, frankly, wasn't working out that great on the field anyway, they, you know, you go out and get a splash in terms of Josh McDaniels. So, I mean, to your point about the interviews breach, yeah.
And well, looking at, if you're watching on YouTube real quick, you can see the coaching hires under Mark Davis specifically. And interestingly enough, they fired the coaches that did the best. I mean, we all laugh about Hugh Jackson's time with the Browns because it's funny. But in 2011, he led a not great Raiders team to 8-8.
And got, one game, they missed the playoffs by the last game. The last
missed the playoffs by one game and got fired because Reggie McKenzie, the general manager who got hired in 2011, wanted to bring in his own guy. So, you know, you're a team that had not hit 500 in, you know, since 2002, and you're firing a guy who got you there. And then you bring in a guy who only wins, Hugh Jackson wins 8 games in one season. Dennis Allen won 8 games in 3 seasons.
Yeah.
And then you look at the Jack Del Rio thing. He's the only guy who's had a winning record there since,
playoffs.
Since they had that playoff year in 2002, since the Super Bowl. And what do? You dump him because you want to bring in John Gruden. So Mark Davis has some crazy streaks, just like his dad, Al Davis, where we're going to bring in the guy we want. And so I think this marries both of these, where I think you have an actual guy who should be successful, I think, with a name coach who the Raiders want. They want a brand name, but yeah, also someone who should make the team better.
And the thing with McDaniels, to your point about the interview, I think that if not just Josh McDaniels needed to be willing to take a job if he was willing to interview, but I think the team, if you're going to bring in McDaniels to interview and you're going to go down that path, you need to be sure that you want to hire him, because we saw what happened with the Colts, that debacle, as you mentioned. The Colts hired Josh McDaniels and he left him at the altar. Now, it worked out okay because he ended up getting Frank Reich, who's been a very good coach, but you do have to be careful with McDaniels because of that past, that history that he has of no showing. The other thing, of course, is that the Raiders are also hiring Dave, is it Ziegler or Ziegler?
I think it's Ziegler.
Dave Ziegler, the former, he's a Patriots like de facto GM, basically. Bill Belichick is the Patriots, GM, I believe, in title, or if there might not even be a GM with the Patriots. Nick Caserio was the guy. He left and took the actual GM job in Houston. And now Dave Ziegler, who will be replacing Mike Mayock as the GM. So the Mike Mayock signing, and credit to the Raiders for kind of handling this in back channel ways. They did go to the playoffs.
And Ziegler was the director of player personnel for the Patriots last season. He's held various roles since he's been there.
Yeah. You could tell by the way the Raiders did it. They interviewed Bisaccia after they lost to the Bengals in the playoffs, Houdet. And then it was like, all right, are they going to keep Mayock? And quickly reports of them not wanting to keep Mayock came out. I think they were probably doing their due diligence on McDaniels in very quiet back channel ways, because you don't want to make this a big public thing and then get burnt again, a la the Colts. That also makes sense why you would fire Mayock, because you knew that McDaniels was going to want to bring in his own guy. Now, we have this graphic up here on YouTube, and if you're watching on YouTube and in the live chat, smash that like button and make sure and hit the alerts. You'll get hit the subscribe and the alert button. You'll get alerts when we go live, including after the championship games on Sunday night. Josh McDaniels as the Broncos head coach. I mean, I remember we had, just started working for CBS, right? In 2009, they missed the playoffs. He went 8-8. In 2010, he was fired after just 12 games, going 3-9. Lots of controversies. In that first season, he started, I think, 6-0, and had sort of a celebratory dance party in Bill Belichick's face after beating the Patriots in Mile High Stadium. And then that team just collapsed. He also traded Jay Cutler immediately after arriving and then drafted Tim Tebow. He had Kyle Orton or Brandon Lloyd. They had the Alphonso Smith debacle where they traded up.
Chris Sims even started a game with Josh McDaniels. Yeah.
So the Alphonso Smith thing actually, to a cornerback out of Wake Forest. They trade up. I think they traded a future first to get him in the top of the second round in 2009, I believe. And then that pick ended up going to Seattle, and they drafted Earl Thomas with it, I believe. So they kickstarted sort of the Legion of Boom thanks to Josh McDaniels. Ironically, the Patriots and Josh McDaniels would later end the Legion of Boom in the Super Bowl, just for a little weird circumstances there. I think this is a pretty good hire, though, for the Raiders, because I don't know that the Raiders' job was necessarily one that was going to be highly coveted.
It's the Raiders, the brand. It's in Las Vegas, so I do think that it's something that coaches would want. We heard Jim Harbaugh talked about, obviously he interviewed with the Vikings Saturday. So he is, he's out of the loop there, but there are big names that were connected to this because I do think it's a job that the coaches would want if they thought they could get it. And the reason I like this, Mike Silver, the guy, he used to be at NFL Network, now at Bally Sports, used to be at Sports Illustrated too. He was saying that Josh McDaniels and Dave Ziegler are both fans of Derek Carr. So this is a huge hire for Derek Carr. And one reason I actually love this hire for Carr and for McDaniels, because it marries the best of what they try to do. You know, if you watch Derek Carr play while John Gruden was the coach, he always seemed like he was afraid of like upsetting his dad. Where he just, the dad lays down the law and you want to impress him at all times. And, John Gruden would always throw Carr under the bus, whether it was an interception. You could tell he did not love when Carr didn't throw deep. Carr wasn't throwing downfield enough. And finally this year, Carr kind of put it together, but Gruden wasn't there to appreciate it. But you know who doesn't really care if you throw downfield? Josh McDaniels. Right. All he wants is you to throw. He wants high completion percentage. If you want to check down on every play, that's fine with him. That's how Mac Jones was successful this year, because of Josh McDaniels' offense that made things simple. And Derek Carr is a huge step up from Mac Jones. So I think Derek Carr could thrive in a Josh McDaniels system. So I think this is a huge hiring for Carr, and I think this is the perfect Josh Mayo's not going to bring Tom Brady to Las Vegas, but if you don't have Tom Brady, Derek Carr is kind of a very good quarterback to have for Josh McDaniels' system.
Yeah, I would agree with that. He's a very good system fit in terms of high completion percentage, willing to make very good accuracy in the short and intermediate, and a good decision maker for the most part when he's not under heavy pressure. The other thing about McDaniels' system that I always think about, is getting the most out of lesser named wide receivers, or utilizing, obviously there are plenty of Patriots teams with big name wide receivers, but you talk about like all the slot guys, like a Julian Edelman, who he turned into a superstar. It was Welker was with McDaniels, and then McDaniels bolted for Denver in that season. So you have like Zay Jones and Bryan Edwards and Hunter freaking Renfro. I mean, Hunter Renfro is a quintessential Patriots type of offensive player that we thought we might, I thought he was going to get drafted by the Patriots, to be perfectly honest. You also have Darren Waller there, so you have a tight end. Of course, McDaniel's system has utilized these really good pass-catching tight ends in the past, and so that could work out as well. And you can see on the graphic there, Mac Jones, one of the highest completion percentages by a rookie quarterback. I do agree with you. Derek Carr in the final year of his deal, but could make a lot of sense. And let me just look at Renfro. Renfro and Derek Carr could be like monsters next year.
Yeah, and I think one thing about Derek Carr going into the final year of his deal is that there's no pressure on Josh McDaniels to make Derek Carr work. And like I said, I do think he will work. And so you don't have any quarterback question, because you go into this knowing, Derek Carr's our quarterback this year. If he plays, if he understands my offense and runs it how I want it ran, then hey, Mark Davis, you sign him to a long-term contract. If things don't work out, you cut ties. You don't owe any money in salary cap because his contract's over, and you go find a new quarterback. So this is literally a perfect situation. If the Raiders struggle in 2022, you throw Derek Carr under the bus, you tell him to move on, and you bring in a new quarterback. So that is another reason I think Josh McDaniels probably like this job.
And the other thing too with Derek Carr is if he has a good year and you like a quarterback in the draft, you can still take the quarterback, franchise tag Derek Carr, and trot him back out there for another year if you don't feel like that rookie quarterback is ready. Derek Carr has said he would consider quitting football if he had to play for another team. He only has 1 year left on that deal. Look, his deal, which was at the time, was like, they can't pay Derek Carr that money. It ended up looking like a pretty good deal and like a pretty, it's a very cost-effective deal for a quarterback who has been playing at a certainly an above-average level. Now, I do wonder, do you think there's a chance that with Carr that it maybe there is a transition period, because the Gruden thing, and Gruden's offense could just be different. I think McDaniel's offense is probably simpler to pick up than Gruden's offense. Based solely on the fact that Mac Jones can come in and run it. And we've seen, you know, a veteran like a Kyle Orton run it very quickly. Even Tim Tebow can understand it. We did see a little bit of a struggle with Carr early on. And then he had to move next to John Gruden and things got weird. And then Gruden left. But any concerns about that transition with just the 1 year remaining?
I think the 1 year is a good thing. It puts pressure on Derek Carr to succeed. I think Derek Carr is going to like this system. The only year that Josh McDaniels' system really didn't work was the 1 year he went to the Rams. That was 2011. He had Sam Bradford. I think Bradford got hurt because Bradford gets hurt every year. And AJ Feely was a starter for a few games. And that felt like the year, you just talked about how the Broncos beat the Patriots and McDaniels celebrated. And that 2011 felt like a punishment year where Belichick wanted McDaniels back, but he's you're going to toil away with a bad team. That's my payback for what you did in 2009. Then I'll take you back next year, because then obviously McDaniels went back to New England in 2012 and then has been there ever since.
Don't forget that I believe the offensive Bill O'Brien the following year left and took the Texans job too.
Right.
He was the OC in 2011. No, that's not right. He was he went and took the Penn State job then, didn't he? Is that right, Devo? 2012?
Yeah. Yep.
That's right. All right.
Two seasons there.
Yeah. So he was the OC. He had been the quarterback's coach for the Pats, was elevated to OC in 2011, and then took the Penn State job for 2 years, and then took the Texans job.
Which is funny because Bill O'Brien might – and so McDaniels replaced O'Brien as offense coordinator, and now O'Brien might replace McDaniels offensive coordinator.
Very good chance that he ends up – I think they just didn't – who was the OC – how am I forgetting? Who's the OC – in 2010, they didn't have one.
What? It wasn't Bill O'Brien.
No, Bill O'Brien was just the quarterback's coach.
Patriots do whatever they want.
Yeah. You have a look. I agree with you. It is very likely that. I'll tell you what. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about a little bit more about what this means for the Patriots.
The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So as Breach points out, McDaniels, by leaving, is there anything else we need to cover with the Raiders? Portion of it?
I feel like Derek Carr, Josh McDaniels, the interesting part with the draft coming up is the structure. You have two guys on the same page. You have a general manager and a head coach who work together. You're trying to make the Raiders into the West Coast version of the Patriots now when you are bringing in two guys from New England. You don't see, a lot of times you do see a GM who has connections with the head coach they hire. That happens. But what you don't see is two guys pulled from the same team in the same year. So you have to assume McDaniels and Ziegler both said, all right, this is the perfect job. Yep. This team just went to the playoffs and, we're on the same page as far as personnel goes. We know what we need to make this team better. And so from that standpoint, because we don't know that Gruden and Mayock were ever on the same page. It seemed like that Mayock maybe wanted to do a couple things in the draft that Gruden would veto.
It was basically that Gruden brought Mayock in from the media, and because it was the only way for Mayock to get a GM job, Mayock was willing to let John Gruden basically do whatever he wanted. And not that he had a choice. That's just
right. And now you're not going to have that in Las Vegas, because you have two guys who are friends who know each other, and they're going to build the team that they're going to build the Patriots West. That's what they're going to do.
Right. Should also point out that the last time that Josh McDaniels had a job when he was in Denver, that he had full control over personnel. And I think a lot of what had happened, a lot of the mistakes that were made with McDaniels is that it's just like with Chip Kelly, it's just like with Bill O'Brien. You see this all the time. These coaches are highly coveted as head coaches. They also want to have control over the roster. And like, I get it, it's totally understandable. But the problem is when they get to the point of making all the decisions, there's just very few guys who can pull it off and be successful. Bill Belichick and Andy Reid are two good examples. And even those guys make plenty of mistakes. So,
and just for the record, we're not crazy. The Patriots did not have anybody with the title of offensive coordinator in 2010. Years, it wasn't like it slipped our mind. There was no one that had the title.
Yeah, I even looked it up in multiple ways. Yeah, they didn't have anybody who had the title. So when Daniels left in 2009,
the 2009 season, they just left it open until Bill O'Brien showed up.
I think Bill O'Brien was calling plays and then got promoted to offense as quarterbacks coach. I have to look it up. The 2010 Patriots, or let's look at the 2011 Patriots. So 2011 Patriots had Bill O'Brien as the OC, Brian Flores as the defensive assistant, George Godsey, who's now calling plays, Patrick Graham, who's the defensive coordinator for the Giants and like a coveted head coach as well, and Matt Patricia on that staff. Pretty loaded staff, even if some of those guys have been fired since then. Smash that like button if you're watching on YouTube. But McDaniels, and I think that's the key thing with bringing Dave Ziegler over, is that you are bringing in a guy that you've worked with before, that you have a good relationship with, and who has a good history of personnel decision making, and who will prevent McDaniels from getting in a power struggle or from having to be the guy who makes all the personnel decisions. He'll have input. Maybe he has final say on the 53 and Ziegler's final say. We'll see how it all pans out. But I do think it's smart that, and I think this is McDaniel's plan probably all along. He didn't want to make a leap to another team without having someone he trusted as a front office guy to actually, even just to keep himself in check,
Right. And that's what you want. Again, you don't want to be battling your general manager. And if you're the general manager, you don't want to be battling the head coach. So. Right.
All right. So from the Patriots perspective, does this, how big of a concern is this for you with New England? Because now it means Mac Jones is going to have a new offensive coordinator. I need to look though, because I believe that if we take a peek at Bill O'Brien's past, wouldn't he have been?
No, he just went there this year, right?
Okay. I was like, did he coach Mac Jones too?
No.
But certainly, a similar system that you're running. Bill O'Brien's going to run his system, but there's crossover here with Bill O'Brien having worked at Alabama with Nick Saban. Mac Jones played at Alabama. There's some underlying currents there that will make the transition a little bit easier if O'Brien is indeed hired by the Patriots. But, of course, remembering that Saban-Belichick documentary, they're both complaining about how coaches steal, coaches leave and then steal their assistants. So I wonder if Saban might be like, hey, Bill, what are you doing, man? Let's not yank away my freaking OC here, pal.
Yeah, I feel like, we've looked at since 2000, the Patriots have so much continuity at offensive coordinator, whether it's Charlie Weiss for those first few Super Bowls, Josh McDaniels, who got to return to the team even though he left, Bill O'Brien, is all people who know the organization. Bill Belichick doesn't want to bring in some newbie who's never worked for the Patriots and tell him this is what you need to do on offense. You can run your offense, but it's got to be safe and not dumb. And so it's not really your offense. And so I would be shocked if they brought in a total outsider. So I think the only thing that makes sense is either Bill O'Brien or you promote someone who's already on the staff. I would be shocked if it's anything else.
I swear I thought that Bill O'Brien was consulting or something with Alabama that year they had Mac Jones, with the idea that Lane Kiffin was going to probably leave anyway. Maybe not though.
Well, he got fired by the Texans in October, I want to say. So there was a little bit of a window where he could have helped out, but it wasn't like
he was hired by Bama on January 1st. I guarantee you that has to do with his contract with the Texans. What I'm saying? Like he was. So in other words, what I'm saying is he has had some time to work with Mac Jones. Like there's been some kind of interaction because he was hired on January 1st, 2021. I think, right? Maybe not. Anyway.
I mean, they would have played the title game January 9th or 10th. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're talking about minimal. Yeah, that's true. Anyway, I'll look that up. We'll talk about it later. But yeah, I think for the Patriots, you know, this is a very attractive position because you have a young quarterback in Mac Jones who played really well, has, you know, good floor, good upside. And we should see plenty of interest in, you know, depending on who it is. I don't know if there's anybody on staff that they would immediately promote to OC just because of what we saw in 2009 and 2010 for each. But I mean, yeah, man, sure does make a lot of sense for it to be Bill O'Brien, doesn't it?
Our guy, Tyler Sullivan, who is very, very, very knowledgeable on the Patriots, mentioned Nick Kelly, who's currently the tight ends and fullbacks coach. He's been on the staff since 2015. He's been moving up the depth chart, moving up, you getting the promotions that you want to see. And I'm sure someone who's been on the offensive staff for 6 years, you know, Belichick would feel comfortable with. So that would probably be, he has that listed as option 1A. And there's also Mick Lombardi, who is the Patriots wide receivers coach. That is another name to watch.
Here's what it was. All right. This is I just accidentally downloaded a tweet. Good catch by Sully in his article. The Patriots, this is from Mike Girardi, back when the Patriots took Mac Jones in the draft. Believed to be pro ready now. Incredible processor. As you probably know, has been teaching the Alabama offense to new offensive coordinator Bill O'Brien. So Mac Jones taught the Bama offense to Bill O'Brien. I mean,
it's Bill O'Brien. That's all. As long as Nick Saban's cool. With Belichick poaching his offensive coordinator. And I'm sure he is. Saban goes through offensive coordinators all the time.
Also, I could see Saban being a little miffed about the way the game was called against Georgia in the championship game. He lost they were good on offense, but anyway, wouldn't be that shocking at all. Here's another one that Sully tossed around. Another option. I don't know about this one, Sully. Another option could be to bring back Joe Judge as the offensive coordinator. While most around New England may remember Judge solely as a special teams coordinator while on staff of the Patriots, he was also the wide receivers coach during his final season before departing for New York. According to NBC Sports Boston's Phil Perry, there were also indications that Judge was set to succeed McDaniels when it looked like he was going to take the Colts job in 2018. Buddy, if they hired Joe Judge for that job, there will be memes and Twitter. The jokes will get made on the tweet machine.
The jokes will write themselves also.
That's right. Okay. Anything?
I mean, before we let Breach go, Bill Belichick will turn 70 this April. McDaniels, often rumored to be the replacement there. What's the succession plan at this point in your mind, and how much did it change in the past hour?
I think Belichick was going to plan on sticking around for, five.
If you would have asked me last season after they went 7-9 and they didn't have a quarterback and they looked like it was no future, I could have seen Belichick retiring after one or two more years. But now that there's a quarterback in place, now they're coming off a playoff appearance, now they probably feels like we can compete in the AFC. We just, you know, we're there. We almost took the division from the Bills, and I could see him coaching to 75. I feel like with a quarterback under, you know, now he feels good about the quarterback situation. I think he could go 5 more years.
Did you mention Mick Lombardi?
Yes, I did.
Okay, all right, cool. I thought you did. I was just going to make sure.
And also getting mentioned, jokingly mentions on Twitter are Tom Brady.
Oh, there you go. Bring back Tom Brady for offensive coordinator. I love that. Who had that joke?
It's multiple times.
Okay.
I was searching Tom Brady earlier and there was a couple. Why not Tom Brady's the offensive coordinator?
That's the joke of the day. All right, there you go. All right, we've got an AFC championship game to get to, Breach. Thanks for watching.
AFC Championship game. All my hair's gone because I pulled it all out.
Good luck today, buddy. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Smash that like button if you're checking this out later. We will see you guys after the games.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does. 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.